Parsha is Vayishlach. This Parsha is basically how to deal with Esav. How Yaakov dealt with Esav is a remez to his children. Ba'atid, how we deal with Esav. This is Yaakov meets Esav. This is the first time he went to Beis Lavan. He went to Galus, which we spoke about last week. The chibur of Esav with Yishmael brought on the Galus, the final Galus, third of Yaakov, the Jewish people. And now Yaakov is meeting Esav after he took the Bechor from him. And there's a hatred between Yaakov and Esav. So it says, Vayishlach Yaakov melachim lefanav. Yaakov sent angels in front of him. El Esav achiv, to Esav his brother. Arza Seir, to the land of Seir, Sedei Etmo, Edom, the field of Edom. Vayitzavotam, and he commanded them, Lemo, Ko Tomrun, thus say, Ladoni, to my master, Le'esov, Ko Ama Avdecha. This is what your servant, Yaakov, says. Im Lavan Garti. This is a very strange thing. What's the first thing he tells Esav? Im Lavan Garti. Im Lavan, I dwelled. Va'echa ad ata. And I was there till now. V'yehili, and it was to me, Shor v'chamo, an ox and a donkey, son the eved, flock and eved v'shivcha, eved male servants and female servants. V'shlecha lagid l'adoni, and I'm sending to tell, to reveal to my master, limtzo chein be'einecha, to find grace in your eyes. Okay, so first time Yaakov's meeting Esav, he said, I lived with Lavan. Now we all know who Lavan was. Lavan wasn't exactly an easy person for Yaakov to live with. And you know, we start the Haggadah. That, what's the beginning of the Haggadah? Lavan tried to akor et hakol. He tried to remove everything from Yaakov, right? Remove the Jewish people completely. We know from Chazal that Lavan, like we spoke last week, was a mechashef. He was, how do you say mechashef? Witchcraft, that's the thing? Right, witchcraft. He wanted to okay Yaakov Bedibu. That's what he said. The Bilam was a Gilgul of Yaakov. What Lavan didn't do, Bilam somewhat succeeded to do to Bnei Yisrael with the Klalas of Bilam and the Chibu to the Akum, which was the Gal-Ed, we explained, the Gal-Ed of Lavan. So it wasn't simple living with Lavan. Says Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti, Garti be-otiyot Tariag, be-Tariag mitzvot shamati, and I still am Shalem. I'm still all Tariag mitzvahs, not chasem me, any mitzvah. So Yaakov's telling Esav, I'm Shalem. Vayili shor v'chamo. What's shor v'chamo? Shor is Yosef. Alei shor. That's Yosef. V'chamo, chamo garem. Who's chamo garem? Yisachar. I have the koach of shor v'chamo. Right? Son eved v'shivcha. Right? Tzon is tzon kedoshim. Tzon is the koach of Tinokot Shobed Rabban. Eved v'shivcha is the Mayet Sahara, the two aspects, Eved v'shivcha, the Eved v'shivcha in front of me, i.e. Yaakov had complete Shlemus. That's what Yaakov sends to Esav. That's the meeting. When Yaakov has that Shlemus, and that's what he's telling Esav. So now, the brachas of Esav, Esav has no shlita on Yaakov, because we know that. Esav knows that from his brachas. Kashe tarid. Only when Yaakov is yored from his Torah and mitzvahs, only when Yaakov, there's a pchat in Yaakov's avoda, there's a lessening of Yaakov's avoda, does Esav have shlita on Yaakov, chas v'shalom. Yeah? So first of all, and he's sending these things, Imsochein Beinecha. So, V'yashuvu ha-malachim al Yaakov. The malachim came back to Yaakov. Banu el-achicha el-Esav. Right? V'gam holech l'kratech. He's coming towards you. V'arba ma'ot ishimo. V'yire Yaakov ma'od. And Yaakov was very fearful. V'yetzelo. Right? And it was tzar to him. V'yachatz et ha'am. And he split the people. Asheito, which was with him. V'etatzon v'etabaka. And the tzon and the baka. V'agmalim. L'shnei machanot. To two camps. V'yome. Im yavo Esav ala machane achad. If Esav comes on one machane. V'yikahu. And he hits it. V'aya machane anishal fleita. This is Do Hashmad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, all what's happening here in Chumash is remez to Atid Lavo. So it says that Yaakov split up the people into two machanot. Which machanot? The machanot of the Shvachot and the machanot of Rachel and Leah. The machane, Shehikau, like when he put, we'll see later on, that he put, that when Esav came, he put in stages. First he put the Bnei HaShvachot, and then he put Leah, and then he put Rachel, and Yosef and Binyamin, right? Yeah? So now, says Chazal, the Machane Shehikau is the Machane of the Shvachot. On Rosh Hashanah, remember we say, Hayom Harat Olam, Im Kavodim, right? Im Kabonim. So it's explained there, the Mephoshim explain, Im Kavodim is if you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu Ke'eved, right? Then this says the Mephoshim, the concept of Eved is a concept of a lower level of Neshama. Eved v'shivcha is a lower level neshama, a lower level avoda. Then you have din. Then is melech. Then there's din. Im kabonim, rachameinu karachim ava bonim. If you come into Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the darga of bonim, the level of bonim, then there's a rachamim. Then you're nitzol. So says here, the remez here in Chazal is that the machane of the shvachot, the machane hikahu, Esav hashlita, on that level of Eved, that level Eved b'shivcha, that level of the Shvachot, that level of those parts of Klal Yisrael, which is a lower level neshamas.
How do we see that?
Because the two machanot is the machane of Rachel v'Leah and the machane of the Shvachot, that's the lower level children, right? Not a lower level, but it's represented by the Shvachot is represented the lower level neshamas. So those lower level, that's where Do Hashmad, that's where Esav has a shlita. So here Chumash is explaining to us to fight Esav, to be naki from the shlita of Esav, Yaakov has to be shalem. That's what Yaakov tells him. So it says, Vayome Yaakov. Elohei Avi Avraham, Elohei Avi Yitzchak, Hashem ha'omer elai, shuv la'artzecha l'molatech v'ti v'imach. Go back to your land, and I'll do good with you. Katonti mikol ha'chasadim. Now, Yaakov is davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Katonti, I'm made small from all the chasadim, kol ha'emet, asher asit et avdecha. Ki b'makli avarti et ha'yarden. Makli says Krashi, he's over the yarden, he's split, or just with the makli. Hazeh, v'ata ha'iti l'shnei machanot. And I became two machanot. Hatzileini na, please save me. Miyad achi. And here, the Zohar explains it, you have to be mefarish. Miyad achi, miyad Esav. From the hands of Esav. Ki yare anochi. I am frightened of him. Pen yavov hikanu eim al banim. There's no mercy in Esav. Eim al banim. Vata amarta, hiti viti vimach. I will do good with you. Vesamti et zarecha kechol hayam. Asher lo yisape merov. Right? So, first we see, beforehand we see that Yaakov sends matanot. Now we see that Yaakov davens to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adami Mufurash, to save him. And then we're going to see, right, that Yaakov is ready for Milchama. That's the Machanot, right? He's ready to fight Esav. So there's three ways in which Yaakov, and Rashi brings this, there's three ways in which Yaakov prepares himself for the meeting with Esav. Pius with Matanas, with presents, right? He reminds Esav of who he was, who he is, and who he still is, that he hasn't been yored in his Torah and mitzvahs. So not Mikhaim, Esav brachos of kasher tarid. And tefillah. And the third one is milchama. Says the Ramban, in our galus, we can't go against Esav with milchama. That's the Gemara in Ksuvus. There's a whole, you know, the whole, the Satma. The sheet of the Satma is based on this Gemara in Ksuvus and this, the Shavuos, right? That you don't go against Esav, you don't go against the Goyim with Milchama. That's why when they came to Eretz Yisrael and we fought,
war,
and we fought for the land, so that wasn't supposed to happen, Peter. If you fight to defend, that might be something different. But if you fight to conquer, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. So then it's a question, were we fighting to defend, were we fighting to conquer? Okay, that's a different question. But in Chumash, can't be mitgareh in Golos against Esav with Milchama. We're allowed to defend ourselves, but we're not allowed to mitgareh against him with Milchama. So it's left us only two options. Pius, giving presents, praising, right? Making friends with him, and tefillah. But obviously, the first thing that Yaakov said to Esav is the best of all of them, that we're shalem v'terah u'v'mitzvahs. If we're not shalem v'terah u'v'mitzvahs, Esav hashlita over us. Now I want to explain to you a little bit more. This is a rule that you're going to see throughout the Golos of Klal Yisrael. If you look at all what happened, whenever it happened, with each time, the way, and I explain this, the way the brachas work is Yaakov's brachas on condition. The Shefa comes to the world. The bracha comes to the world because of Yaakov. Yaakov brings the bracha into the world. Klal Yisrael bring the bracha into the world. Where Ika, HaShefa, is brought through Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael are not doing Chas V'Shalom what they're supposed to be doing, the Shefa Bracha doesn't come into the world. When the Shefa Bracha comes into the world, so we're going to see. We're going to see soon. Maybe I'll read it. So you see that Esav, Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. And Esav says, Yeshli Rav. I have all more than I need. I have a lot. So Yaakov's Lashon is a Lashon of Anava. Yeshli Kol, I have all that I need. Esav's Lashon of Gaiva. I have more than I need. I have Rav. I have abundant. Esav has abundancy when Klal Yisrael are doing the right thing. And then there's no V'yistam Esav. There's no problems with Esav. When Esav doesn't have, why is that? It's because of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael are doing their proper thing, so the Shefa in the world isn't complete. We don't get all the Bracha in the world. So there, since there's no Bracha in the world, Esav also doesn't have Rav. When Esav doesn't have Rav, he turns to us and he blames us. And the truth is, he's right. The reason that Esav doesn't have is because of us. He has the wrong reasons, right? Because you mucked up the economy, or because you're taking all the money for yourselves, or Jews have most of the percentages. All these things are true. They're not true. The Jews, you know, had the financial thing. They're the one that had all these algorithms and all these ideas. You know, who's the one who has all these things? It's a lot of Jews in Russia. The Jews, the oligarchs. Jews, a lot of them are Jews. So a very high percentage. Much more than the Jews living in Russia. The percentage of Jews who has money is a very high percentage. The ideas, very high percentage. So Esav comes on us and says, you're taking all our money. And then he You know, we know what happened in Nazi Germany. The German Jews were not, you know, simple people there. They were the tops of society. In America, the Jews are very respected. They're the tops of society. Obama's advisors are Jews. He's, I don't know, somewhat frum, right? There's Jews in power. There's Jews highly influential. Financially, economically, in the sciences, in the arts, whatever it is, there's Jews around. 31% Nobel Prizes are Jews. That's an unbelievable thing. And this only started how many hundreds of years ago? The emancipation started in the 1800s or 1900s, right? We were allowed to get out of the ghettos. If we lose Hashem Yehudi, if we lose to be Yaakov, Shalem, B'mitzvahs, the Torah of Mitzvahs, then all our problems start. This is the Galus of Esav. And this is there so that we return to our Shorash. Okay? So now I'm going to skip a little bit. Oh, there's a little thing here that I'm going to explain. Now, this seems very, very strange. Okay. Ve'yalan sham laila ahu, on that night. Ve'yikach min haba b'yado mincha l'esav. Right? Oh, sorry. And now. Now it says, what did he send him? Izi matayim tayashim esrim rachaleim matayim elim esrim gemalim minikot. Bnehem 30, parot 40, parim 10, atanot 20, ve'eyarim 10. So now Rashi says, why he gives all these, you know, all these different things. So Rashi says, matayim izim tzichot 20 tayashim. Ken kulam hazcharim kedei letzorach hanakevot. The males for the needs of the females, right? But Bereshis Rabba, the Resh Mikan, teaches us here, La'ona Amura Batera. You know, how much a husband has to, you know, we learn from this, different people have different times of being with their wives. So now, in this Matana that he's sending to Esav, is a hint of how you have to treat your wife, right? In terms of the chibu that you have with her, right? The Ona. That's the mitzvah of Ona, right? You understand what I'm talking about? Because it says, izim matayim etayashim, the females esrim, right? And then it goes, rachelim matayim ve'elim esrim, right? So it says how from the proportions, you know how much each type has to be. So it says, bereshis rabba dorish mikan la'ona amura b'tera hatayalim b'chol yom, people who are roaming around every day, hapalim shtayim b'shabbat, twice a week, right? Hachamarim, people who go far away, once chad b'shabbat, gemalim chad l'shloshim yom, v'chule v'chule. So Rashi is telling us, in the presence that was sent to Esau, is a remez of how often a husband has to be with his wife. Why? In what we're sending to Esau as a pius, what remez is, why is here the remez in the Torah?
What line is this?
The pasuk tesvav, the 15th pasuk. why here the Torah is giving us this remez? What's happening here? We see from the previous parasha, right, that when Esau married, right, it's also interesting, machla, right? So from them we learn that a chosan, when he gets married, is mochlim lo, is nimchal kol avodotav. Is a nimchal all his averas. And we see, the Rashi tells us, that it says, al nashav, he took her on herself. He wasn't megarish his previous nashim, and he wasn't, didn't, how you say, not parashas v'yetzi, sorry, it's parashas, the end of Parshas told us, he wasn't megarish his other wives, says Rashi. Hosi risha rishato, right? Shelo girish et harishonot. He wasn't megarish the first wives. Esav, we know from Chazal, didn't trust his wives. His big day chamudot, he said, with Rivka, right? Do we expect that Esav had such a good connection with his wives? No. Chazal is teaching us here a very, very fundamental thing. Maybe I should speak here. I told you I was going to go to the end of the parasha. Now, this is a very, very deep concept, so we'll see if we'll understand it. I'm not sure we're going to understand it. In the end of the parasha, it speaks about, right, the malachim of Esav, the kings of Esav. So it says, parasha, the end of the parasha, Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph. Ve'ele ha-malachim ashem malchu be'eretz Edom. These are the kings which dwelled in the land of Edom. Lifnei melach melech lifnei Yisrael. Before there was a king by the Jewish people. Right? So, shmone or seven there were hayu. Ve'kenegdan, against them, himid Yaakov, ubitel malchut. Rashi says, nullified the malchus. Right? Of Esav, Bimeim in their days. Ve'eluhem Shaul, Vishboshet, David, Shlomo, Rachva, Avia, Asa, Yoshafat. Right? So it says, Vimei Yoram, Beno, Ktuv, Bimav Pasha Edom, Mitachat Yad Yehuda, Vimlichu Aleim, Melech, and they placed on them a Melech. Vimei Shaul, Ktiv, Ve'ein Melech, Ve'edom, Nitzav Melech. In other words, the Malachim of Klal Yisrael were connected the Malchus of Esav, and they were bitel the Malchus of Esav. And we know from Pashas told us that the bracha is there's going to be two nations, two Malchus in you, and one is going to be fighting the other, and when one rises, the other one falls. When one, right? So we see that this fight of the Malchus between Esav and between Esav and Yaakov, right, of Klal Yisrael and Esav, this is something very, very fundamental, because Esav represents the Ra in the world. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, here is a remez to the worlds that were created before our world. The worlds that Kodesh Baruch Hu created and destroyed them. And it's brought down, this is what's called the Shviras HaKelim of the Arizal. Here, Rabbeinu Bechaya explains this. And he says that these worlds were the worlds where there was a Malchus of Esav and it was Bitel. Bitel means it was nullified. That's the Shvira. What's Shvira mean? I'll explain to you. When you have a vessel, what's a broken vessel? A vessel, this is a cup, right? It's a cup with hot water. If I have a hole, what makes this into a cup? Functionality. A vessel is something which is functional. When I make a hole in a cup, it's no longer useful. I mean, I could use it as a vase, but as a cup, it's useless. Right?
It's a small enough hole on the side.
Okay, it's a big enough hole that the water comes through. It's not a cup, right? But it's good. It's very good for a vase, but it's no longer a cup. When you lose functionality of something, it's broken. Breakiness is when the thing is not ma'amided on its functionality. You're not establishing its functionality. So here we're saying the Malchus of Esav is it's a broken Malchus. It's a Malchus which is not a functional Malchus. The Malchus of Yaakov, the kingship of Yaakov, is a functional Malchus. Now I'm going to explain something that we don't get it. Says the Arizal, why were the lights that came into the vessels broke those vessels? Either the vessel could not contain that light, i.e. the light was too strong for the vessel and the vessel broke, i.e. it could not be functional with that light that was brought into the vessel, and therefore those worlds were broken. Says the Arizal, because there was not a proper connection, zivug, of the orot, of the lights. There was not a proper connection. Since there wasn't the proper connection, the proper synthesis, there was a breaking of these vessels. Yaakov sends in the present to Esav how a husband and wife have to connect. How there has to be a proper synthesis. How there has to be a shlemus. Say shalom bayis, right? When's the time for shalom bayis? Ne'er Shabbos. Shabbos is time, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Talmidei Chachomim, the time for Talmidei Chachomim, the Chibur is Shabbat. Adam HaRishon should have connected with Chava, that's considered, they are eating today to das on Shabbat. Shabbat is the time of completion, the time of Shlemus. The Chibu, which is the Tikkun, says the Arizal, the Tikkun, the fixing of the Chet, of the Eitz Hadas, is the Chibu of Talmidei Chachomim on Shabbos. I.e., the proper Chibu, of that Onah. It was an improper Chibu. Why? What was it considered eating from the Eitz Hadas? Because Adam and Chava connected at an improper time. Therefore, their connection was not a proper connection, it was an improper connection. That improper connection brought Ra into the world. All Ra is when there's broken vessels, when there's not a proper functionality. Ra means Ra'ua. Ra'ua means broken. All Ra is when there's not Shlemus, when there's not completion, when something is not living up to its purpose. It's not living with its functionality. Yaakov's remise to Esav was, I'm Shalem. Even to the extent of my chibu, my physical chibu, and it's not a physical chibu, it's a spiritual chibu, with, in terms of your wife, in terms of the halachas that ordain to your wife, your connection to your wife, says Reb Chaim Vital, that a person's connection with his wife is a remez on his connection with his creator. Right? Now, again, we have to understand this. You know, it's not a simple concept. It means, Shalom Bayis doesn't mean, right? Rav had a wife who's Mahapchanit, who did the opposite of what he wanted. Rav didn't have Shalom Bayis. We learn all the halachas of Shalom Bayis. We learned Pius, the concept of connection, how to connect from Rav. Rav, who never spoke a word of Dvarim Batalim. If Rav went 4 amas without speaking Divrei Torah, it was a Chilul Hashem. We learned these halachas. Even though Rav had a wife who was Mahapchanit, he said something, she did the opposite for him. So his son said, you know, I'll change it. Do the opposite. So Rav said no. Why Rav said no? Didn't want the son to earn Sheker. What, Rav didn't think of that? If you live with Sheker, Sheker enters you. Even if it's for a good purpose. So now, when a person understands what Shalom Bayis means, Shalom Bayis doesn't mean we have a... Shalom Bayis means the ability to live with a person in a complete way. The ability to see life. Life isn't perfect. Says Chazal, we say Eish Yischayel. Eish Yischayel represents our relationship with our Creator, says the Gro. Eish Yischayel represents Torah. That's also called our Isha. That's our relationship with our Creator. Eish Yischayel, says the Gro, represents our Neshama. That's our relationship with ourself. Eish Yischayel represents our wife, our relationship in Adam L'Chavera. A person has to be Shalem, complete in all these three areas. All these three areas is considered the Isha. The concept of that completion is this concept of Ona. This concept that we're living properly with our wives.
What were the three? Your wife?
Your wife.
Torah.
And your soul, your neshama. Three aspects of a person. All those things are in Eish Yischayel. All those things we pray, the woman of valor. These are the three women that we have in our lives. Right? When you have that completion, and that's what Yaakov's miram is to Esav, then you're a fully functional human being. Your cup, your vessel, is a complete cup. There's no shvira, there's no breaking, there's no ru'ua, there's no ra in the world, there's no breaking of the vessels, there's no ra in the world. Esav's vessel is a broken vessel. Esav doesn't have this completion. That's why here in the Matanas we're sending to Esav. In the presence we're sending to Esav, we're Meramis. Yaakov is Meramis. That he shalim. He said that in the beginning. And it's shown in the presence. It's shown in the presence. There's a time. How to be with your wife. How to behave with your wife. That's the Shlemus. So these Orot, Yaakov has the ability of completing these Orot. These Orot have a proper synthesis. And when they have a proper synthesis, when they have a proper completion, then the vessel can receive them. And then we have the building of these worlds. So that's why the Malchus of Yaakov comes to fix or the Malchus of Esau, to mevatel it. Because Esau's Malchus is a broken Malchus. Therefore, Esau represents the worlds that were created and destroyed. Because those are the worlds of the creation of Ra in the world. The broken vessels is the creation of Ra, and that creation of Ra is really the reason why we have Schar v'Onish, reward and punishment, and why we have free will. Okay. You could we explain in terms of a human being and his neshama. So, this is going off topic, but I'm going to go there 5 minutes and we'll come back. The neshama to the guf is the same way Kivyachol as a Kodesh Baruch connects to the world. Because Kivyachol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kivyachol, this is a big Kivyachol, like a neshama to the guf, the world's, so to speak, the guf, the neshama is the connector to this world. So, this is said in Gemara and Brachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Dome, you know, the five stages of the neshama and the five stages of Kodesh Baruch Hu is Gemara and Brachas. So you see there's a connection between the neshama connecting to the guf and Kodesh Baruch Hu connecting to the world. Now, that's briefly, I'm not going to go into that. The Ari speaks about that, so I'm not going to go into that so much. But okay. But we see there's a connection. So the same way, when a person's a complete vessel, when a person's not a broken vessel, he has no Ra, he's not Ra'ua, there's no Ra in him, there's no evil in him. Ra only occurs when he's not a complete vessel, he's not functional as he's supposed to be functional. The functionality of the guf is when the neshama permeates the guf and comes completely into the guf. Then the neshama, then the guf is completely functional, because then it's an expressor, a complete expressor of the neshama. Our neshama isn't in the guf, so our guf is somewhat ra'ua, it's somewhat broken, it's not completely functional, right? And that's why we have a yetzahara. The yetzahara is where the neshama is between the neshama and the guf. If the neshama permeates into our guf completely, that yetzahara is just an expressing the neshama. There's no ra in it. It's a complete expression of our soul. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the level that his neshama permeated his guf. And therefore, right, he had karan or panav, he had like beams of light coming from his forehead, right? He was a complete human being. And since he was a complete human being, he didn't die. He wasn't buried. He wasn't buried in the ground, he was buried in spiritual worlds. His guf was completed. It became a part of his neshama, and therefore became more ruchani. There's a level. There's only a certain level we can go because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, the Zumata Kenshan Nachash won't be completely removed before Tchias HaMetim. So there has to be a decaying of the guf and a resurrection of the guf, and then the neshama comes back into a more spiritual guf and completely permeates the guf, and that's Tchias HaMetim. That's the rising of the dead, and that's Olam Haba. That's the world to come. But we're going to skip now to the fight of Yaakov with Esav. V'yakom b'layla ahu. He took his two wives, his 11 children. He passed. He passed them through the Nachal. He took all which was with him. Yaakov says Rashi went back for Pachim Ketanim. This is Pasuk Kaf Hei, the 25th, Lamed Beis Kaf Hei. V'yavek ish imo. And Yavek, It's an interesting notion. Yavek, he grappled a man with him. Ad alot hashachar. This is sorrow shel Esav. Here Yaakov went back for Pachim Ketanim, which needs to be understood. What are these Pachim Ketanim that Yaakov went back for? And he fought here with the Sarah of Esav. And he beat him, says Chazal. Right? He beat him. So, it says here, Vaya ki lo yacholo. The Sasso, they couldn't with Yaakov. Vayiga b'kaf Yericho, and he touched the kaf Yericho of Yaakov. V'teka kaf Yerich Yaakov. It was hit, this kaf Yerich of Yaakov, b'he'ava ko imo, with him fighting with him, with him grappling with him. Right? So Rashi says an interesting thing here. Yeah? Rashi says, it was removed somewhat from the place of its place where it was near. It was like dislocated. The dome pentika nafshi mimcha loshen hasara was right removed. Lekakeh beitatan leshar shor shehen. The mission lekakeh beitatan, it was removed. There was a displacement of what was this? This is the leg. This is the leg. Says Chazal that this. Kaf Yerech of Yaakov. Yaakov was limping. When you limp your legs, what are your legs? The legs of a person is that which a person stands on them. He's ma'amid him. That's what the legs of a person are. If Esav, this, remember, this happened before Alot HaShachar. Right? Ad Alot HaShachar. Before Alot HaShachar, right? Touch Kaf Yericho. It's a remez. The time before Alot HaShachar, the Alot of the Shachar, coming up, the sun, represents time of light, the time of Yaakov, the time of Klal Yisrael, the time of Gilui HaShchina. Light always represents Gilui HaShchina. Nighttime represents Golos. So the Alot HaShachar represents the coming up of this light, the coming out of Yemot Mashiach. So before Yemot Mashiach, Esav is poger b'kaf Yerech to Yaakov, the legs, that which is ma'amid Yaakov. Says Chazal, those are tomchei d'oraisa, the people who are helping the Torah, the supporting the Torah. The support for the Torah at the end of days will be difficult. And why is that? Because Esav knows from Parshas Vayetze, we know that Yaakov, the only way to fight the final Golos, which is the Golos Yishmael, through the Koach of Esav, and the Golos of the Erev Rav, right? The only way is the Yud Dalet Shanim, is Torah, the 14 years that Yaakov learned Torah with Mesiris Nefesh. So Esav wants to take away our Torah. So he removes from us our aglaim. He removes from us the tomchein d'orais, the people supporting Torah. So the Klal Yisrael won't have the schus haTorah. And chas v'shalom, yikakeya, like Rashi says, Beit Satan, l'sharesh shor shem, to remove completely, chas v'shalom, Klal Yisrael from the world. That's what Esav wants. He wants to remove Klal Yisrael from the world. He wants to remove all connection. Why Dafka b'Yemot HaMashiach? Because b'Yemot HaMashiach comes the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. The complete connection. The same thing. Same Esav. It's the same Haman. Haman knew that Beis HaMikdash was about to come. He knew that the only way the Shefa would come back to the world is if there was Klal Yisrael in the world. He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, remove them from the world, and therefore the Shefa would not come to the world, and there wouldn't be God in the world. That's Amalek. Am Shemolek. Am that cuts off the head. Mlika, in an off, is to cut off the head. He's a Molek, Akesha. He removes our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Esav wanted to do. That's what he's trying to do in the final golos. Not to have schus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will not have those merits.
Does Esav not, he wants to remove the connection because once there is a complete connection with Hashem, he'll be removed?
He won't be destroyed. Esav doesn't realize. Esav doesn't realize that if we are completely connected, he has Rav. He has all the Gashmius.
But he, in his mind...
He, in his mind, thinks that we've taken from him that Gashmius. We took his brachas from him. He, in his mind, if he destroys us, then the brachas come to him.
But I'm just saying, the same as Amalek, if he chops off our heads because...
Not chops off our heads, chops off our connection with our Creator, right.
And that's because once we have a complete connection, Amalek will be... eradicated.
Yeah, he'll be eradicated. Yeah, the only way we can have a complete connection is when Amalek is destroyed. Amalek represents the antithesis of Klal Yisrael. He's the anti-Klal Yisrael. He represents a world with disconnection. We represent a world with connection. Amalek tries to remove us from this world because then the world has no connection. He knows that the only reason this world has connection, right? You know, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro. In Mein Kampf, what did he say? He said the Jews represent the moralities of the world, the morals of the world, and the conscience of the world. You have to remove them. Amalek, that's Amalek. Said of a Farish, said explicitly. That's Amalek. That's exactly what Amalek's tafkid is. That's exactly what Amalek wants to do. This week's parasha, we're going to see the birth of Amalek. If we get there, you'll understand what, where Amalek come from his birth. Maybe I'll explain that. So you see, it was with Timna, right? Timna is a lotion of mania, a lotion of you didn't get what you wanted. Timna, right? So, it's later in the parasha. And it says, for Timna, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lamed Vav Yud Beis, 36:12. For Timna ita pilegesh l'Elifaz, ben Esav, v'teled l'Elifaz et Amalek. He gave birth from Eliphaz Amalek. Eile b'nei e'ada, Eshet Esav, right? So Rashi says, "Lo'odia gdulato shel Avram," to teach you the godliness of Avram. Kama hayu te'evim nidabek bezaro. How much they wanted to connect with him. Timnezu bat alufim haita. She was a daughter of alufim chiefs. Yeah, haita. Shenem v'achot lotan timna v'lotan ma'alufei yoshvei seir haya. He was one of the alufim, one of the chiefs of seir. Minachorim sheyashvu ba lifnim. Okay, I'm going to skip that. So he says, she's lifnim. Amra, she said, Eini zoche linaselecha. I'm not zoche linaselecha. Halavai eye pilegesh. Halavai be a pilegesh. Ubdivre yomi mone ota. Bubanav shel Eliphaz. She was a child of Eliphaz. Melamed shebal ishto shel Seir. Eliphaz had relations with the wife of Seir, right? Vyatsa timna mibineim. And came timna from that. Connection. It was his daughter. Kshigadla nasit pilegsho. She became his pilegish. So, right, you understand what we're talking about here. The removal, how much? A mamzer, what is it? A mamzer is a mumza. Mumza means it's foreign. It's foreign. It can't connect with Klal Yisrael. It's not considered connected to Klal Yisrael because it's a zarus. It came from a kesha of zarus, a connection, the disconnection it came from. So mamz is disconnected, it has the mum of this disconnection. So Timna, right, was a mamzeret. She was a mumza, she was disconnected. And Amalek was second time disconnected. So it was removed all kedusha from him. Chod lotan Timna, v'lo mana im b'nei se, sh'ayta achoto mina em, v'lo mina av. Basically, you understand what happened here, right? She was daughter, and then he had relations with her. Right? She was double. Eliphaz, right. Okay? And from that came Amalek. And Chazal teaches us that she wanted, right? She wanted to connect to Zaro, right? Shel Avram. And Avram sent her away for obvious reasons. Right? And she connected to Eliphaz. Said Lefachot. From that came Amalek. Chazal teaches something here also, and this you'll see in history as well. That a person shouldn't push away too quickly. There was another person who was also had this problem of psule kahal. That certain person in the Western world, right? That ish, Otto ish. You know who I'm talking about? They're soon going to be their holiday soon. That person. Otto ish. Yoshki, right? So he was a Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua. And it wasn't such an immaculate conception, if you can understand what I'm saying, right? You know, if you have a child, God comes to you, you have a child, guess what? Someone else came to you, have a child, right? Okay. So it wasn't such an immaculate conception, but okay. And because of this, he was a Tanna. And he was a Talmud of Yeshua. And he wasn't like, there was certain behavior that was not appropriate. It says he was pushed away. But he was pushed away too far, Chazal say.
Two hands.
Yeah. She'd been pushed away with one hand, or been mitkarev him, or something. I don't know. It was pushing away, wasn't. And from that came all of this ra that came to Klal Yisrael. More people were killed because of this person, from the shmads and things. If you understand what I'm saying, it's the same concept here of being pushed away. She was pushed away, came Amalek. Because something which has a shorish, something which wants to be dabek to Kedusha, it means there's an element of Kedusha in it. If there's an element of Kedusha in it, that when it's pushed away and given to the Ra has now that Kedusha, has a lot of koach. So sometimes you have to be makarif things and not push them way too far. Okay? So this Kaf Yericho represents Tom Chedoraisa. It also, that's Keneged Esav. But we explained, yes, last week I think we explained, there's another aspect of Kaf Yericho. Kaf Yericho is the mokum of the erva, the mokum of the loins, right? So it represents that in the end of days, there'll be a test of Klal Yisrael with the improper relationships. That's the Kaf Yericho. Right, you understand what I'm saying? So, because of that, because of this problem, and that's Keneged Yishmael, who Yishmael represents, this concept of illicit relationships. Like you said, Teshakav, Esakavim came to the world, 9 of illicit relations came to the world, 9 took Aravia. It's a Gemara in Kedushin, the end of Perek Rishon. So, the Kaf Yericho represents two things. Tom Chetera, Mammon. Mammon is in the world. That's what Esav wants, Rav. That's taken away from Yaakov. Esav has the koch to take that away from Yaakov. And the second thing is the illicit relationship, which is the sa, which gives koch to Yishmael. And that's where we're going to be tested. And that's going to remove, chas v'shalom, disconnect the reglayim of Yaakov. Because if, and these both things are connected to Torah. Because the Rambam, at the end of Isurei Bria, says that only a person whose mind is panui from Torah, his mind is removed from thinking Torah, has thoughts of women in his mind. A mind that is filled with Torah won't have these thoughts. So we see that this concept of arayas, this concept of illicit relationships, right, is very much related to Torah. That's why the Rambam writes this, that the love of Torah, the love of a person to Torah, to his creator, is like the love of a woman. If a person has that love of his creator and that love of Torah, and he's thinking about the rotzen of his creator the whole time, he won't have the other thoughts in his mind, the bad thoughts in his mind. Only a mind that's panui from Torah, that's free of Torah, will have these thoughts. And he puts it at the end of his Sefer. So you see, this is also Keneged Torah. It removes a person from Torah. These things remove a person from Torah. The Tomchei Deraisa, which is Esav, which is Keneged Esav, and the illicit relationship, which is Keneged Yishmael. That's why the final galus is the galus of the Chibur of Yishmael to Esav. And that's also a remez that we spoke about before, that a proper connection with a wife, is the removal of this concept. And also that proper connection, a person only gets bracha through his wife. There's two ways you can test the Kadosh Baruch Hu, by being mechabed your wife, or by giving maestros, by giving tzedakah. Both ways is aser k'deisha titasher, right? Give maestro k'deisha, you can test God, become rich. There's another way, if you mechabed your wife, you honor your wife, right? You mechabed your wife, you also, right, will get bracha. We see by Sarah, by Rivka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed all the bracha that came to Avram, biglalech, because of Sarah, right? So the way a person honors his wife also brings bracha. So what does it mean, honoring? Honoring means to give her proper place. When you give a person the proper place, you give them the... then you have a proper connection with them. A proper chibur. Esav didn't have that proper chibur. And this is going to be the final test of Yaakov. That these things which are ma'amid him, right? A wife is ma'amid you. A wife is a choma. She's a protection for you. She's ma'amid you. The proper connection with your wife gives a person koach to go out into the world and to be a kiddush Hashem. An improper connection removes that person's koach, removes the strength of that person to go out into the world and make that kiddush Hashem. And we all know, all problems at home cause problems with children, right? We spoke about this before. The world we live in is a world in which this chibur, this proper connection of husband and wife, is removed. 65% divorce rate in America. When those things are removed from the world, with that proper connection in the world, then that's a remez to this galus, this final galus. That's the galus of Yishmael. That's why Yishmael is so strong in the world. And that's the galus of Esav, that they take away Klal Yisrael's moment, they take away the tmicha of Torah. Okay? Now, the Kaf Yeriko says, I'm just going to skip this. It says, therefore, we shouldn't eat et Kaf, we shouldn't eat et Gid Hanasha. Right? So it says, now I'm skipping, just to mention this bit. V'izrach lo HaShemesh came to heal him, kasher ava et Pnuel, u'tzoleh, Yaakov's, like, limping, al Yericho. Al Cain, therefore, lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael, this is Pasuk Lamed Gimel, right? 33. Lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael et Gid Hanoshe. The Gid Hanoshe, asher al kaf hayerech, ad hayom hazeh, till this day, ki nagab kaf yerech Yaakov v'Gid Hanoshe. So it says, the Zohar, that this Gid Hanoshe, right, Yaakov now, there wasn't an ishlemus in Yaakov, in this place. Et, says the Zohar, et represents tisha ba'av. Just as we have ramach evarim, says the Zohar, we have 248 limbs, and against that is 248 positive commandments. We also have 365 sinews connecting those limbs against 365 negative commandments. Also, says the Zohar, against 365 days of the year, says the Gid Hanoshe represents one of these sinews. That was taken away. That was Yaakov was nifga. Yaakov was hurt there. That one day, that Gid Hanoshe, that one day, right, where you have no hana, you don't have to have any benefits as a result from the Gid Hanoshe, right? You can't even give it to a dog. I don't know if you're passing that way. You can't even give it to a dog, says the Zohar. You can't have any benefit from it. Says there's one day in the year which is connected to that Gid Hanoshe. That's Tisha B'Av, that we have no shefa. There's no influence to Klal Yisrael on that day. The influence doesn't come to Klal Yisrael. That's why we're v'sak v'eifa. We don't put on tefillin. You know, some people don't put tefillin in the morning. Different minhag, but the concept is we're b'avelis, we're aval, we're not connected. That's the one day. That's the Gid Hanoshe that's represented. And if a person understands that Gid Hanoshe is the day, when will it come back to us? When Tisha B'Av is Hofech, the Yom Tov, and that's when Shibane Beis Hamikdash B'Mirabi Yameinu, then Klal Yisrael will have their Shleimus. And that's when it will be the rising of the dawn, and the Shemesh will be Ole, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be revealed in the world. V'Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad, and His name will be one in the world, and the whole world will see the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yedaat Hashem, and we'll know God, Sar Hashem.
Amen.